This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Prime Minister's Cup football tournament deemed a success. A councillor calls for greater private sector collaboration to address the escalating issue of youth deviance. Bridgetown taxi operators hopeful for improved business this winter season. Caribbean countries unite to tackle vector-borne diseases, and Russia carries out a series of airstrikes in Syria. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Project manager of the Prime Minister's Cup football tournament, Shane Archer, says the competition was a success, highlighting the positive impact it has had on youth engagement. Speaking to Starcom Network News after the final, which concluded with the UWI Blackbirds claiming victory and $100,000, Mr. Archer said the event provided a positive environment against the backdrop of rising violence in the country. He stressed that the tournament achieved its goals of fostering unity and peace with no incidents of violence reported throughout the competition.
We would have seen thousands of young persons coming out to witness what is, in my point of view, the largest football final that we have ever had in the country. So in terms of the attendance, we would have had over 13,000 persons in Kensington Oval, and another over 50,000 persons would have viewed online as well. This also showcases that, well, we have an upsurge in violence in the country. We want to speak positivity to young people, and you create an environment for them to come out, and not only for the footballers, but for the fans as well, a wholesome environment that, you know, we will see positive things as a result. So in my point of view, yes, the tournament was successful. We had no incidents, no violence, no fighting, anything of the sort at any football matches from August 26th.
Mr. Archer noted the Prime Minister's Cup will return in 2025. He remains hopeful they will get greater support to further empower the youth and foster community development.
From the beginning, the Prime Minister would have noted that she wants this tournament to be extended beyond this year. The Prime Minister did announce that in 2025, we will have the Prime Minister's Cup again. So for the next year, for sure, we are having it. But what it would like, though, is to have some more of the corporate Barbados coming on board and seeing the value, not only from a sales point of view, but community point of view, where that we can more or less mobilize a lot of young people and speak positive things to them and let them know that, you know, the world is their oyster, and come out and support the teams, come out and show how good the young people are in Barbados.
Project manager of the Prime Minister's Cup football tournament, Shane Archer. Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark, is calling for greater collaboration with private sector agencies to address the escalating issue of youth deviance. His comments came in response to a recent media report where the Ministry of Education revealed plans to hire 5 additional psychologists within the system. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw also revealed plans for a parenting program. While commending the government's efforts, Mr. Clark believes stronger partnerships with non-governmental entities are needed. He says some of the work can be outsourced to these organizations.
The reality is that when we look at Barbados, we have approximately 98 government schools. It is inclusive of primary, secondary, and special needs organizations. The Ministry of Education is seemingly trying to move the earth on their own. Now, while this is commendable, is it realistic? We have enough non-governmental organizations on the island that we can have a serious government, private sector, or government, third sector collaboration where some of these young people within our school system who need the psychosocial assistance can be outsourced to these organizations.
He believes this approach can be effective.
These organizations, they have the structure in place, they have the facilities in place, they have the trained, qualified psychologists in place. Some of us are open not only 6, but sometimes 7 days a week, and we are working with these young people. We are seeing these young people on a daily basis. So although I commend the Ministry of Education, and I agree with them that this is needed, and I'm not saying that they should not hire 5 additional psychologists, or how many ever they think they need to employ. But what I'm seeing is that it is time that we get to the table and we look at utilizing the professional services that already exist.
Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark. The Barbados National Standards Institute is setting up an asphalt laboratory here to ensure that the material used to build the island's roads is of top quality. This was disclosed by the BNSI's Acting Deputy Director, Fabian Scott, during their recently held visibility conference at the Courtyard Marriott. Mr. Scott explained that they're in the process of having individuals trained and certified to work in the new lab.
We are currently, where we are, procuring the equipment. So the assets, some are on the sea, some are here. So we are just waiting to have the complete lot of the equipment so that we can begin to set up the asphalt lab. But you would take it, obviously, with the assets, meaning the equipment, we also need to train people. So we're also doing that simultaneously at the same time. So we have new staff who we hired or who have previous experience in asphalt laboratories, working and managing. So they have joined us, which is great because it makes our lives a lot easier. So we are working with them and new staff to be able now to have staff trained and certified.
Acting Deputy Director of the Barbados National Standards Institute, Fabian Scott. President of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Cooperative Society, Stephen Clark, says while cruise ship arrivals are increasing, taxi drivers are not seeing the level of business they expected this winter season. Highlighting that over the weekend when five ships were in the port, Mr. Clark noted that three of those were small vessels and the passenger numbers did not translate into significant work for operators. He told Starcom Network News that even when larger ships do arrive, they often operate at reduced capacity, further limiting opportunities.
We are not having a big movement of passengers on the ground. The simple reason is this. There are a lot of cruise ships coming, but they are not big cruise ships. They are very small cruise ships. And there are some cruise ships only carrying just around 800 to 1,000 people. The big cruise ships that are carrying 5,000, 6,000 people are not coming to Barbados. So that is one of the results. Where are we going to have? We're going to have work, but not the work that we expected. Just like on Saturday, five cruise ships in. Three of those cruise ships are very small ships. One, the cruise ship was in the night before. That's over 19, so half of those factories are going back to the airport. We have a cruise ship of 3,000 people and half is going back to home. We're only working with 1,500. And then the other cruise ship will come in late and they're probably carrying just around 2,800 people. So the ships are there, but not a lot of work. Now we're in the winter season.
Mr. Clark remains optimistic that business will improve for taxi operators as more cruise ships are scheduled to arrive soon.
December's on us. We hope that, as we see on the cruise ship list, there are on multiple days, there will be three, four cruise ships. So we will be hopeful that those days will be bountiful for the taxi operators from the Bridgetown Port.
President of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Cooperative Society, Stephen Clark. The Pan American Health Organization says Caribbean countries have united in tackling vector-borne disease threats. PAHO said regional countries participated in a three-day regional vector-borne disease workshop here under the theme Networking for Improved Responsiveness. PAHO said airborne viruses such as dengue, yellow fever, chikungunya, and Zika viruses are significant public threats in tropical and subtropical areas with their frequency and impact on the rise. PAHO also said in response to this growing threat, the workshop provided a platform for regional and international experts to discuss critical areas such as surveillance, laboratory diagnostics, community engagement, and vector control. And finally, Russia carried out a series of airstrikes in Syria yesterday as rebels advanced after seizing Aleppo. 12 people were killed in a strike on a hospital in Aleppo, while the strike inside the northwestern city of Idlib killed 8 civilians and wounded more than 50. Warplanes also struck rural parts of Idlib and Hama, where the group leading the rebel offensive has recently taken control. The Syrian government, meanwhile, lost control of Aleppo for the first time since the country's civil war began. Recapping the headlines. The Prime Minister's Cup football tournament deemed a success. A councillor calls for greater private sector collaboration to address escalating issues of youth violence. Bridgetown taxi operators hopeful for improved business this winter season. Caribbean countries unite to tackle vector-borne diseases. And Russia has carried out a series of airstrikes in Syria as rebels advanced after seizing Aleppo. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on StarcomNetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.